There is an even more enticing precedent. Accenture, which was spun off from Arthur Andersen and then went public a year before the accounting firm collapsed in 2002, has soared in value to $190 billion. EY's consulting arm would not be worth close to that. However, the leaked documents based on recent market conditions suggest it could raise $10 billion by selling a 15% stake. The partners who join it would receive 70% of the shares. The remaining 15% would be for lowlier staff. It is not all upside for the consultants, though. The split would involve a cash payout from the spun-off company to partners remaining in the rump EY and would cover potential claims against the firm for problems such as those at Wirecard, a failed German payments company, and NMC Health, a collapsed British hospital chain, both of which EY audited. To make the payment, the new firm would reportedly borrow $17 billion, a large sum considering that publicly traded rivals like Accenture and TCS have low debts. Those are not the only competitors either. Barriers to entry in consulting are low. Big tech firms such as Microsoft and data miners such as Palantir may try to muscle into the space. The EY brand may have raised the stature of the consultancy practice, but it will probably be floated with a new name. Like some other consultants, it could fall victim to delusions of grandeur. That is why, despite being the pedestrian side of the business, audit could be a dark horse. Its shortcomings are well known. Lack of trust, conflicts of interest, low pay compared with other professional services, the risk that AI-powered audit bots will crawl over its business model. Yet it has some advantages. For one thing, it remains an entrenched oligopoly. The Big Four audit 99% of firms in the S&P 500 index. Moreover, structural changes are afoot that could benefit it. The first is regulatory. As the Big Four auditors are forced to become more independent, they are raising fees. As pressure mounts to improve audit quality, they will charge more for it. The second change is to their scope. The firms are expecting a lot of new work as regulators force companies to disclose more about their climate impact. Much of this will have to be checked and approved by auditors. One senior accountant talks excitedly about hiring thousands of eco-warriors. If history is any guide, the windfall from the split may favour the auditors too, though the partners remaining on the audit side would receive lower payouts than those departing with the consultancy. Cash in hand is precious, especially in times of volatile markets. The last time EY split off its consultancy, selling it to Capgemini, a French firm, in 2000, the partners who received cash, not shares, did better. And after that, the auditors simply rebuilt the consulting side of the business. Even now, they plan to retain elements of advisory work, such as parts of the tax practice. These could again be reconstructed into something bigger. Those with long memories, such as the older partners, will know all this. Many of the more junior ones may find themselves lured by the eat-what-you-kill excitement of consultancy. But if they ignore history, they should not ignore comedy. Mr. Anchovy never did become a lion tamer. What he thought was a lion was instead an anteater. Shown a photo of a real lion, he passed out.